Speaking of divas, this woman would certainly fall into that category. Maria Callas. Her voice could break hearts, and the New York-born soprano was well acquainted with heartbreak in real life. She left her husband for the billionaire shipping tycoon Aristotle Onassis, who later left her for Jacqueline Kennedy. She died in 1977 at the age of 53. But La Divina, as she was known, is still adored by many opera lovers. There's a new 70 CD box set that commemorates Callas' life. There's a new biography. And if that's not enough, Sotheby's of Milan is auctioning off her personal effects. What exactly does a diva leave behind? Well, hundreds of music scores, correspondence, her personal record collection, and designer gowns by the likes of Yves Saint Laurent. But it's the love letters that are causing the curiosity. Callas wrote 3 letters a day to her husband Giovanni Battista in the late 1940s when she was an overweight, insecure rising star. If you want a glimpse into the life and mind of a rising diva, bidding for the letters begins at 50,000 euros, or about $73,000. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.